fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we got through Christmas okay. Now we got the New Year's coming up. So because New Year's is on Friday, I want to wish all of my listeners a very happy New Year and a safe holiday. Don't drink and drive. Okay, you might hit my truck and damage my truck, so please don't drink and drive. Okay, number one on the list, and I wish somebody, anybody, or some of you would get involved and call your legislature, your representatives, your council member, call everybody and tell them to get rid of safety check. Safety check is a big overhead for the state and the city. The money you pay for safety check doesn't go to the state or the city. Think, you gotta have common sense, folks. If you were working for a company and they tell you, oh, go do this, but do it for free. So you got a line of stuff you got to do for free. Huh? For free. Only the city and state does that. Only the city and state takes a loss. That's crazy. Every year, $1.2 million is paid out for the administrative costs for safety check. From Kauai to the Big Island, not just Oahu. Okay? It's too much, and 40 states have not done safety check for a long time. They got rid of it. When the federal cut the funding for safety check, the states with brains got rid of it. What is Hawaii doing? Hawaii got so many stuff hanging in the closet that is draining the money. Come on, you gotta do something, folks. I cannot be announcing this every Saturday on the radio to get rid of safety check and nobody does anything. We must have shut down the radio show and forget it. Lose money. Anyway, more and more stations are closing down that give safety check. So the only time you're going to scream and yell is when there's only two left and you can't get any safety check. Yeah? That's how the people work. They only scream and yell at the funeral. It's too late. I tell people all the time to use the Shell 92. Nobody listens. Until they come towing in on a tow wagon, the trans broke, or the engine broke. That's the only time. But that's a hard lesson to learn. A guy came in this morning. His headlight was out, one side. So I changed the bulb, and he starts his car, and I said, hey, what gas you using? He wasn't using the Shell 92. The engine was pounding. His Honda was just going to break down soon. So I told him, well, I guess you got lots of money. You can go buy a new car. You know? And I keep telling people, We test fuel every week. Dean helps me and test fuel. Harvey Maeda on Kauai tests fuel. On Kauai, all the gasoline is the same. Regular, premium, mid-grade, all the same, 81. Read your owner's manual, folks, please. It states in there, do not run fuel below 87. Severe engine damage will occur. Go read it. Okay? It's up to you. It's your money. Good thing you're not driving my car. That's it. People use the cheaper gas because they think they're saving money. They're not. You're not saving money. You're causing more damage. You're going to end up spending more money. Oh, so short-sighted. But anyway, that's the start of it. Okay? Because it's a rainy season, I've recommended every week for you to use Rain-X on your windows. Using Rain-X repels water, makes it easier for the wipers to wipe, and makes it much safer for you to be driving on the road. I see so many. The wipers are wiping, but it's no sense. You can't see. And you know, Steve, you know who I'm talking about. Yes, you. What's that?
I think he, didn't he say he bought Rain-X?
Yeah, but he doesn't use it. He came in the other day, was it yesterday? And his brother's Cadillac he was driving had no Rain-X on the windshield.
Because he only did it for his Saleem.
I don't know. I have yet to see that. You know, a lot of people buy the Rain-X, put it at home, and never use it. I mean, what good is that? Doctor gives you medicine to take. You take it home, you put it in the closet, and you don't take it. Yeah, today we're fortunate enough to have the guy from EnviroClean, Dennis, here to talk about his magic EnviroClean. And that's another thing, Dennis. This person bought the EnviroClean and never used it. And the guy never used it. I said, how do you like it? Well, I don't know. I left it in the garage. Huh? Boy, I'm blown away. I'll give you another story. Oh, you can call me anytime, you know, no problem. We'll answer questions, whatever. At 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Okay? Anyway, give you another story. And this is true now. Okay? I recommend the Royal Purple HPS motor oil. Okay? This guy goes out and buys the HPS Royal Purple motor oil. So he comes in, and I ask him, how do you like the oil? He said, oh, my car is still running the same. And his friend standing next to him said, yeah, because he bought the motor oil, put it on the shelf in the garage, and he's still using the old motor oil, the junky motor oil. So I said, how do you expect something to happen if you leave it on the shelf? He says, well, I don't want to waste the old motor oil. He's got a case of the old junky motor oil. He wants to use that up before he changes the oil. I don't understand this. Okay? If you're taking poison by mistake, and the doctor tells you, that's poison, you can't take it. Oh, but I have a bottle left. I have to use it all up. Huh? I don't know. I'm really blown away. Happy New Year. Fireworks should start. Okay. Anyway. Forgive me for saying something about the mayor, the wonderful mayor of Honolulu, but I get so bent out of shape when I see people with damaged front ends, steerings, rims, from potholes, okay? Potholes that the mayor promises that if he is elected, he will fix the potholes, okay? Folks, if you think this is all BS, go call the pothole hotline. They'll ask you, exactly where is this pothole? We want to know exactly where. So if it's in the middle of the block, they want to know how many feet from the intersection is the pothole. And on what street? Okay? I turned in a report on a pothole on the corner of the Kapalama Canal and King Street. There was a big pothole. She wanted me to exactly see where it was. Okay? Fine. I gave it to her. And I said, by the way, is anybody checking for potholes? She said, oh no, we don't have that kind of time. You have to call it in. Anyway, here we go, folks. I don't know from what road they came from or helicopter. Maybe they came in on helicopter because all of King Street, Kapalama Canal, every street had potholes. They must have seen the potholes going to the corner of King and Kapalama. Don't they have common sense? Oh, there's a pothole. Let's patch that. Huh? I'm going away. Okay? So, I don't know. I really, really don't understand. Anyway, is it break time?
No, we have Dr. Dean in the line.
Oh, hey, Dino. Hello?
And I don't know if you want to call this a Christmas present or what. Ooh, the Shell Kahala good news is 90, the premium.
Now that you mentioned it, it's not going to be 90 anymore.
Yeah.
I told you, you're not supposed to tell anybody because they're going to lower it.
Well, but the thing is that, I mean, I figured, well, get it while you can.
That's it. It's over. It's the same thing like when I was in Kauai, I announced their Shell 92 was a full 92.
Mm-hmm.
Ended right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh boy.
Oh boy.
I guess everybody can't go there no more because it's not going to be 90 anymore. Good luck.
Well, still though, it's the best grade of gas to be using with ethanol, with at least 2 gallons ethanol.
Shell is still the best gas to use,
yeah,
the 92
still.
Only. Mm-hmm. Only the 92, not the rest.
Yeah, only the 92, but still good to go.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you need to check McCulley.
Okay.
Okay.
Next chance I get, I'll check
all
the
right.
McCulley Shell.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, George.
Aloha.
Now it's break time. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. And his guest today is Dennis Tomaso from EnviroClean.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob. I still got that cough, so I'm going to talk real fast before I start choking. Two things I saw this week I just wanted to bring up, and you can comment on them. The first one is they put in special traffic lights for the bike lane on King Street.
Oh, no.
So if you go down there, there's different traffic lights that are just for the bicycle lane, but they look like traffic lights, but they just have bicycles on it.
Oh, no.
And the other thing was, the other day I went and filled up gas, and I'm watching the person in front of me. You know how they keep, like, clicking, you know, to get the most in, which we always say, let it go at the first click?
Mm-hmm.
He's watching the thing. I guess, you know, he's trying to round it up to a dollar. I'm watching the gas go on the ground.
Smart.
You know how he's looking, right? And he pulls it up like he's squeezing it in.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turns around and he looks at the pump and he's still squeezing it. I'm watching that going, 20 cents, 30 cents.
Unbelievable.
And that'll be the same guy telling you the paint on his car is wrecked and he doesn't get good gas mileage.
Mm-hmm.
So on that note...
He's choking.
Take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Boy, he just about ran out of fuel on that one.
He needs to take a swig of whiskey.
Oh, that's it. That's it. Yeah. Bob, go drink some ethanol.
Bob runs better on ethanol.
Okay. Now, on the subject of ethanol, folks. And you're welcome to call in anytime you know, no problem. 808-524-1080, okay? Anyway, there's so many people, mechanics and people, talking about how bad ethanol is, okay? Now, if ethanol was so bad, what happened to Brazil? Brazil has been on it since 1955. They brought that country out of third world. Indy 500 went on to ethanol way back. Okay? And the first time they went to ethanol, the first female in history won Indy. And she won it because her crew chief in the pits radioed her to not come in for the last pit stop. Keep going. So she did. He just stole a pedal in the metal and keep going, and she did. She won the Indy 500, first female to ever win. And the first thing they checked in the winner's circle was to look in her fuel tank to see how much fuel was left. She had enough fuel, Dennis, to go another pit stop. Yeah. So the official said, oh, this is it. We're going to regulate the size of your fuel tank smaller. So they made it smaller. So now they all have to come in for a pit stop because it gave better mileage. And you go figure. They're racing pedal to the metal, but they're getting better mileage on ethanol. Go figure that. Okay? So, anyway, they downsized the fuel tank, so now everybody's forced to come in for pit stop. Okay? Ethanol also works in turbine engines, like jet engines. They work perfectly and give better mileage. On the jet engine, the reason it gives better mileage is because ethanol contains oxygen. And when you're flying high, there's no oxygen. There's low oxygen. So when you're low oxygen, you have to throttle more. So you eat more fuel. Common sense. Perfect example with your car. Go get the opening where the air goes into the engine and plug it up with a rag and watch your gas mileage. It goes down. Same thing. Okay? So, because ethanol has oxygen, no problem. Anyway, on that EnviroClean of yours, I found, and Harvey was saying that it don't work. It didn't take the stain out of his concrete floor. So I told him, Hardy, you need to put some kind of detergent on that to loosen and lift up that black stain so that the EnviroClean can suck it up and make it nice and white. He said, oh, Dennis didn't tell me that. Dennis said, just put it on and that's it. So Harvey did that. He followed your instructions.
So did you tell him that, Dennis?
No comment. So.
Well, at least you finally got to meet with Harvey.
Yeah. Did you see his cars?
Amazing. Amazing.
Huh?
Yeah.
How many does he have?
I had like, I think, four of them in his garage?
Eight.
I seen four.
He got four up in front and four more in the back.
Oh, I didn't see the back one.
Okay, but anyway, you're supposed to put down some kind of detergent like Degreaser 2000 or solvent or turpentine or something to loosen up that black stain on the concrete. But when it loosens up with a brush, then you put down the EnviroClean and it's gone. No stain.
Yeah, that's true, George.
So, I meant to tell you that.
Thank you.
Now you got to give them the full instructions, because otherwise you're going to be like Harvey. Hey, it don't work.
Yeah.
So, okay. Harvey went and got some ethanol. He poured it on the black stain on his concrete floor, and he scrubbed it, like I told him. And he put the EnviroClean on, and he called me back. He said, hey, you got to tell Dennis, you got to put something on, because now it works. Oh, my goodness. So, Dennis, now that everybody's hearing me tell you to tell them to put down some kind of detergent so it can loosen up the black stain and make the cement white.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, George. First of all, thank you for allowing me to come on the show again. Really appreciate it. I guess it's my fault perhaps I did not make it clear to the public. This is spill remediation. In other words, if you spill something, you need to soak it up right away, throw it on.
Yeah, then it works.
Yeah. And so if it's like for instance, concrete or what other surface you have, old stains on the surface had already absorbed the content of that spill, so like you said, you get some kind of solvent or even ethanol and to loosen up, and then it'll do its spill remediation, soaking up the junk, which you really want to do because you do not want those things to go down into the ocean and just like ethanol, just like how you showed us about the ethanol, you pour ethanol and gasoline together, you see less pollution, less black smoke. Ethanol is amazing.
So your that cleaner, it picks up whatever liquid, even water?
Yes, even water. Water is better yet because with water, it's reusable forever.
Oh.
Yeah, so... and provided you do not have, you know, other mixed chemicals mixed in it. But water you can use it, because there's certain places where, you know, you spill water and it takes time to dry. It's slippery. It, you know, somebody can fall and get hurt.
Yeah, I was thinking about like you know, in the condo on the lanai, if you want to wash it down, but you can't make it go down the drain because you're not supposed to. The only time you can go down the drain is if it rains, and so now you can use that and pick it up.
Works.
And if you have a water leak in your roof, you just put that EnviroClean in it.
No, I don't think so.
It is something different that we really thought that something that can help the environment, just like ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
It
does work.
Yeah, appreciate yours. Thank you.
But please give them the ABC instructions.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to write something up on that.
You cannot assume because Harvey follows your instructions.
And no comment.
Okay, we have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Okay.
That's good. Hey, I just wanted to say, commenting on what you were saying earlier, I think the governor and the mayor needs to fix the potholes in their brains.
Mm-hmm.
But I just heard on the news, actually it was last week, the gasoline on the mainland has gone down to $1.75 a gallon with many stations under $1.99.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because, Bruce, common sense. Would the oil company lower it just for the good of the people?
I don't think so.
Would they say that the people need cheaper fuel, so we're going to be good guys and lower the fuel? The cost of fuel? No. No. If they can get $4 a gallon, they'll take $4 a gallon. Okay?
Right.
And the people, the human race, have to wake up and not be sheep. Not be like sheep, okay? And they gotta suspect something.
Right.
You're going to a supermarket.
Gasoline is more toxic now, yeah?
It is.
And, you know, we have two refineries here. How come our gas is still high? And somebody called last week and said, how come, and, you know, the legislators, like you said, they allowed the gas station to lower the octane. So I was going to call in, but I'm calling in today to say, how and why did the legislators allow, you know, is it shady deals and
no. Have you ever saw any of them really, truly, from the bottom of their heart, think about the people?
Not really.
Okay?
That's why we are like we are.
That's right. That's right. And that's wrong. That's so wrong. Because they took the job to protect the people.
Right. So we got to vote for the right people, not the same. But
they don't.
I wanted to say that, even though the gas is getting cheaper, but the octane is lower, it's ruining your engine, ruining the computer, creating more toxic emissions, and ruining the transmission. So is it really worth it? Putting in ethanol, a little bit more expensive, but actually you're saving your engine, your transmission,
mm-hmm.
computer, getting better, way better gas mileage, and more power. And more power means better mileage. The drag racers, they all know that nitro methane and ethanol is the two best fuels, but you cannot run nitro on the street. So I guess the best alternative would be ethanol. So using ethanol, whether it's partial or full, 100% in your tank, is way better all around for the engine, the emission, better mileage. So actually, it's like you said, pay now, pay later, or you use regular gasoline, even though it's cheaper. It's
people rather pay later.
Long run, it's going to cost you more.
Yep.
So I would urge all your listeners to come into your shop and get ethanol, whether it's a few gallons or full tank. I think that people need to realize that ethanol is better. creates more power, saves you money, saves the engine, and the environment is better for you health-wise because it's cleaner burning.
So, okay. You know, thanks for the call, Bruce.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. You take care. Now, we wish all you and your staff and your listeners a happy new year, a safe and a prosperous one.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, George.
We got to go to a break.
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita and his guest Dennis Tomasu from EnviroClean on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink more, but I had a friend instead. I felt proud of myself, but when you said I should, I didn't drink and drive, but some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming on, something I expected late. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, the first seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea why he was flying high. Because he chose to drink and drive, and I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it winds wide, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold him, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And another thing that's came to my attention yesterday, when I went to buy flowers for the graves I had to go to, my usual Moana flowers closed. They shut down. And there's this other flower shop I went to, that was also closed down. So there's a lot of companies closing down. And the reason being is the landlords want more money. So the businesses are closing. The other thing is the rail is closing down businesses. Okay? So, long ago, this man told me, the way Honolulu is being built, you have to be very careful how you do the surgery to do other stuff, like highways and whatever. Because during the surgery, you can kill off Honolulu. And the perfect example is California, Long Beach, Orange County right now. I'm sorry, Orange County. Go look at it, go look it up. Orange County went bankrupt. Or they were trying to go bankrupt because everybody moved out. It's all because of the high cost of rent. I know because a couple of my friends that had businesses there moved out. And when people move out, you have no business. Businesses pay the most tax. Anyway, well, I can just say and people can forget about it. Let it happen. Okay, so anyway, there's a way to use that EnviroClean, and if you have like ketchup on your carpet, you need to put something other than just water, and put the EnviroClean on the carpet, and it'll suck it up. I mean, it won't suck it up, but you have to vacuum it up. Yeah, you may have to do it two or three times to make it completely dry, but the EnviroClean does work. You want to experiment, you get a bag, put some liquid on your hand, stick it in the bag, move it around, and pull your hand out. It'll be completely dry. Really. It's amazing, that stuff. Really amazing. So, talking about that EnviroClean, you know, back in the old days when Damien Farias was racing his 66 Caprice. We had regular hard race tires, so hard they can stand up without any air. Super hard, I mean like truck tires. They had no traction. Excuse me. And when we were coming up to the starting line to go race, I mixed baseball rosin with methanol alcohol. Okay? It formed something like a liquidy paste. And I don't know if anybody noticed, but I jacked up Damien's back of his back tires, and I coated the tread area, and there's no tread, it was just smooth, with the baseball rosin. Okay? And it would dry hard on it. We lower it down, and I would have Damon drive up to the starting line and do a burnout, like burn rubber, past the starting line and back up in his track. It laid down the rosin and made that patch where he went over sticky. So now he would have traction, all with baseball rosin. because I figured, well, if you put it on your hand for swinging the bat and get grip, it should have grip for the tires for racing. But now they put it already in the rubber. So anyway, that's on the rosin. And this EnviroClean, I try to tell the racetracks like Kauai, Maui, and the Big Island that they should pick that up and use it when there's a liquid spill on a racetrack. Pour it down, blow it away, and away you can go back to racing again instead of waiting hours to clean it up. Yeah, it takes hours to clean it up. So in any trailer now, the rules is you have to have what they call an engine diaper. It's a catch thing. I forgot what the thing was made of, but it's strapped under the motor, so the motor should blow. It absorbs all that liquid. It makes the cleanup easier. Anyway, and that's in racing. So you should use the Shell 92 gasoline, folks, and it's better than all the cheaper gas that you've been buying. It saves the motor and the transmission. Adding ethanol to it makes it even better. If you can't afford the full, go at least 1 gallon to a tank of Shell 92. Okay? And you'll find a big difference in how the car runs. Anyway.
Dennis, anything new with your, you have a website up now?
No, not yet. I haven't really, well, we're working on it right now. And I'm not a real IT type of person, so I'm trying to figure out the best way to get this.
The best way is go get a hold of Rolling Bob. Yeah. Rolling Bob is a webman.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, get a hold of Rolling Bob, and he that's what he does. You think he's rolling around the city roads every day?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just give Rolling Bob a call.
Okay, we'll do. We'll do. Thank you.
Yeah. Give Rolling Bob a call, and he can help you. Because he's listening right now. He knows. Okay, Rolling Bob's number.
Uh-huh.
291.
You shouldn't give him on the air.
Oh, why not?
Because.
Well, let me give it to you later.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know why she don't want to give Rolling Bob's number on the air. He got nothing to hide.
Yeah, but he might say something wrong.
Oh. Okay. Anyway.
Rolling Bob, call us back if you want George to give him your number on the air.
No, he's busy rolling down the road. Anyway. You know, too many people listen to the show but never do anything. And it's really sad when their cars get damaged. You know, we're trying to help people here. Help people cut costs and save. Okay? Okay. Somebody wanted me to explain how to clean the headlight lenses, because a lot of cars are driving around with foggy headlight lenses. Yours is too. Yes. So listen up, Dennis. Okay. You ready? You go get a little bottle of that Mother's Aluminum Mag Wheel Polish. Mother's Aluminum Mag Wheel Polish. Okay? Oh, I see a lot of people out there scratching their head, figuring, what is it? It's a polish used to polish aluminum wheels. We use that to polish cars that are dull, but most of all, we use it to clean off that black, that cloudy film you have on your headlight lens. You get a nice soft terry cloth towel, and you don't use it after to wash your face. Okay? Get a towel like that. Put a dab of Mother's aluminum magwood polish on that, and rub it on your headlight lenses. Hard, soft, whatever. Rub it. Okay? Take it off. When you finish rubbing it for a few dozen times, take a look at the towel. It'll be dark brown or black, and that is from the car's exhaust ahead of you. And this is what you're breathing, folks. Okay? This is the air you're breathing. Now, if, and that's the biggest word, if everybody was on ethanol, there'd be no black headlights or darkened headlight lenses, because it doesn't come out like that. And you saw it, right?
Yeah.
I burned the ethanol, there was nothing.
Yeah. Big difference, George.
Big difference. So, well, it's up to you. Anyway, you use the Mother's aluminum magwood polish and you rub the headlight lenses and it will come just like new. Okay? But once you're done with that, don't forget to wax it, because the wax helps protect it. I see a lot of people waxing the cars, but they don't wax the headlight lenses. Well, you know? So, anyway, give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Okay. Who do we have on the phone?
We have Carol from Honolulu.
Hi, Carol.
I just wanted to say happy, happy New Year to you, and I hope your Christmas was great. I really appreciate you and your show very much.
Oh, thank you.
And I have one thing to add. Some weeks ago, when you were talking about the gas on Kauai, was 81.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a little while after that, my cousin and her husband who live on Kauai came to visit. So I told him, I said, you know, do you realize that your gas is not 84 or 87 or 92, it's actually 81. And he said, really? And I said, he didn't believe me. So I explained to him, you know, all about that, and about in 2006, you know, they had to take out the additive, so they put ethanol for engine knocking and all that, and then now they're getting rid of the ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, so it's getting really bad, you know, you got to do something. And then I was about to tell him about putting ethanol. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then he brought it up. He said, yeah, but you know, even if without the anti-knocking, the only thing is ethanol, and ethanol is no good because it damaged the engines. And I said, no. And so he was going to argue with me. And I thought, I better not get into an argument with him, because he seemed like he was so set on it. So he made several comments. He said, no. He is totally convinced that ethanol damages engines. He said, because I brought up weed whacker. I said, the gas is not even good enough to use in a weed whacker. And he said, no, that's ethanol. all of that is so bad, it breaks the engines and it's no good. So over there on Kauai, you got people there who thoroughly believe ethanol is the worst and damages everything.
I know. I go there twice a year, and twice a year, I'm talking to sheep.
I couldn't believe how hard-headed. He wouldn't even listen. I told him, you know what I did? I ended up the conversation by saying, okay, well, if you have trouble with, I'm just saying, if you hear you having trouble with your engine suddenly, you know, big noise and all, just be aware. And that's it. I couldn't believe it. But anyway, thank you for the information. I appreciate it. And have a happy, happy New Year.
Same to you.
Okay, take care.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay? Yeah, that's a perfect example. A lot of people don't believe ethanol is good. It's because the oil companies have common sense. The oil companies are fearful of ethanol because ethanol can shut them down. Okay? Henry Ford said, ethanol is the best fuel for the future. Way back. Okay? And all of my cars run 100% ethanol. So I'm waiting for it to get damaged. You know? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, tire pressure, very important, folks. 99% of you out there have low tire pressure. Okay? Low tire pressure eats gas mileage. If you so drew about gas mileage, check your tire pressure. For every 5 pounds, it's good for 2 to 3 miles per gallon. Okay? And we had a person come in, 30 pounds under pressure. Wow. And she was complaining, no wonder I'm filling gas all the time, it's eating gas. Her Toyota Camry gets only 12 miles to the gallon. Believe that? 12 miles to the gallon.
That's not just because she's driving in town.
No, we put it up to what it's supposed to be. Week later, she came in, brought us lunch, and said, thank you, it's up to 19 miles.
What makes tires lose air besides getting a flat tire?
Well, when you hit potholes, the tires are not exactly sealed perfect. It loses air. It seeps out. So it's impossible to seal it completely. So you need to check the air at least once a month.
So back in the days when they used to have tires with tubes in it, was that better as far as sealing the air?
No. The reason they got rid of tubes, and that's a good question, Wanda. The reason they got rid of tubes is because in the old days, and those old people out there, you know, dinosaurs like Damien Ferreus, yeah, he knows that when you had tubes and you ran over a nail, the tire exploded. Not the tire, but the tube exploded, and the tire would go flat instantly. Okay, so that was dangerous. You're going down the freeway, and a tire should explode, you lose control. Okay, now, because that was dangerous, they made the tires tubeless. So now, when you run over a nail, it doesn't explode. It just slow leak. Okay? But having a flap on the freeway, do not stop, folks. The tire replacement is cheaper than your life and your family's life. Drive off the off-ramp, get onto a surface street, then attempt to change the tire, because so many people have been killed on the freeway. My classmate, very, very good friend of mine, died on one of the freeways in California trying to change a flat tire. Okay? So, don't do that. Anyway, that was a good question, Wanda. Very good. We'll give you 10 points for that.
Doesn't some tires still like pop? Like?
Oh, yeah. When you get them worn out all the way down, like Steve Inouye. You know, Steve had his Celine tire on the inside was down past the cords.
And then if you get a flat tire?
It blows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he had it up on a rack, and he looked at the tire and said, oh my gosh, it's gone through the cords already. He didn't even notice because he's looking only the outer threads. Another thing I see a lot of is tailgating. Not at the stadium, on the road. I'm not talking about tailgating at the stadium, Wanda. It's tailgating on the road, okay? And I can tell who tailgates.
Why? How can you tell?
I just look at the hood.
And?
With the chipped paint. The paint's all chipped. Dean Zane, okay?
Who Well, he tailgates.
He tailgates. He got dings all on his hood. So now he has to take it to Autotech to have it touched up. That's it. It's time to go. That was fast. Well, thanks, Dennis, for coming in.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Same to you. And please demonstrate to them. Okay?
Thank you.
And get a hold of Bob.
Will do.
Okay? I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And wish all of you a Happy New Year. And hopefully next year is a better year. Take care of each other and please don't drink and drive. We'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.